too soon. That's all I have to say. Too soon. I cannot believe that they... What happened to Thanksgiving, you know? I just don't know what happened to Thanksgiving. Didn't they used to promote that? I swear they did. Anyways, I think that I'm going to be Big Fatty now. I think I spent about $33 at the store, and I saved $13. So, and that was that without a penny coupon. And I came home. I think I probably tidied up a little bit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm going to be Big Fatty now.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3973 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got an update on Olive. I'm going to tell you all about my day. And can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, Anticipators. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're Anticipators today. Because, y'all, I am anticipating the arrival of Mr. Cackle and Wine Rag and Dean, formerly of the Blime Time and the what else? There were about 18 different names of that little show, Next Blime and I don't know, Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, I've received word that their plane will be on schedule, and hopefully Mr. Cackle doesn't shat himself. Yes, Big Fatty, he hates to fly, cause he sharts. Arrival of Mr. Cackle, we're gonna need the calm, happy music. It's true. Let's see, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, the Nip and I, we went over and had supper with the gals over at Shady Pines. They were delighted that we came and joined them. Olive says, put it on my tab. And we said, thank you for calling. And, But we went by and picked up a couple of things that he needed, and started up his new car, just to make sure the battery hadn't gone dead or anything. And y'all had a lovely dinner. Y'all, I had it was an Asian salad, and it had the mandarin orange. It was the some kind of lettuce and the mandarin oranges and the chow mein noodles and something else. There were several different things. The only thing I asked not to have were the green onions. You know, oh yes, Big Fatty, the onions make your head swell. It's true. And and then I had a piece of grilled chicken on top of it. Y'all, it was intended, I believe, as an appetizer solid, but y'all, it was just the right amount of food. Just the right amount of food for a Big Fatty. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And from Shady Pines, we headed down to El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, to see Olive, and got down there and delivered his mail to him and the other things he was looking for. Y'all even slipped in a few candies into the goodie bag for him, and we had a nice little visit. And then he was like, okay, get the hell out of here. And we said, thank you for calling. And So, anyway, we got back home here to the villa, and y'all, I watched the news and then watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, it's good Jeopardy. Then, y'all, I don't know, I must have watched something else or just piddled around, I don't know. Anyway, y'all, I headed to bed a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening. Oh, Big Fatty, that's up late for Mr. Cackle now, it's true. But, anyway, and y'all slept like a baby. I woke up, y'all, I'm waking up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And getting up and you know, just I'm awake. And then I just decide, no. And so I turn back over. And the next thing I know, the little reminder is telling me Miss Gail King waits for no one. So I got up. I had my coffee, did all my puzzles. Y'all, I had some sourdough toast for my brufkus. Then I was off. Was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. The nip did not join. He arose late, and so I was on my own, Big Fatty. And I came back home, and y'all, he sent me a message. Oh, my house cleaner's coming today. I've got to clean up the house. So I will not be joining you for the Von's East. I said, thank you for calling. So, y'all, I forgot, when I got home on Tuesday night, y'all, my grill, my new grill and griddle, had arrived, y'all, is in a big box on the veranda, y'all, I had to drag it inside, y'all, it's heavy, I tell you, and, I also, had another box from, Lesbyterian Delivery Service. It was the cover for the new grill griddle combo and a cleaning brush. And so I had all those things to open when I got home. But y'all, after my walk, I needed gin because you know Mr. Cackle His crowd, y'all, they're drunks. They're just drunks is what I'm going to tell you. But, y'all, I was running low on the gin. So, I went and got a bottle of gin and picked up some Bud Light Lime. They didn't have the orange flavored. So I got the Bud Light Lime from Mr. Cackle. And then I also went by the Sam's Club and got me a rotisserie chicken. And, what else did I get there? Got some more of the buffalo, chicken dip. And y'all, the Mexican street cone, flavored popcorn is back in stock. And so I picked up a couple of bags of that. And y'all, I realized I didn't have my, list for the Von's East. Oh, and y'all, they had their plants had come in. And y'all, I picked up two buckets of, I think they're called junipers, but it's a bush. And y'all, I've just put those in the big urns that used to have the big ferns, the big fern urn, the junipers in that. Y'all, it looks quite nice. I hadn't planted it yet, but they're sitting out there and they're doing their job, but I'll get them planted over the weekend. And anyway, y'all, by the way, the nip was very, very upset that I didn't mention that he assisted in digging the holes. Yes, Big Fatty, a couple of shovels worth, I believe he said. Yes, but he was very, very helpful. And when I planted the new trees in the front of the villa. But anyway, y'all, so I came back from the Walmart and the Sam's Club and dropped those items off and... then I picked up my Von's East list, and y'all went and ran Ruby Red through the automatic car wash, and then from there, I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, y'all, there's As-a-do, on Hunt Day, headed on over to the Von's East. They had those good Quaker rice cakes, little mini rice cakes with a salt and lime flavor. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Picked up a navel orange. They had the radish cayennes on sale, so I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all had the Cheez-Its, buy one, get one free. Got the extra toasty version. Got me an onion. They had the emerald honey roasted peanuts, buy one, get one free. I got that. Y'all, I got the, I got some Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce. It was on sale, buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a couple of boxes of grits for the big Hilton Head Island trip. Had a coupon for that. Y'all had a coupon for the Ruffles potato chips, so I got a couple of bags of the Jalapeno Ranch and the Queso Cheese. They were on sale, plus I had the coupon. Y'all, they have a new Pepperidge Farm cookery called Charleston, and it is the birthday cake flavored, so I got one of those. Pick me up a lime. Y'all, I needed some pretzel sticks because I was making the nuts and bolts, and I didn't have those, so I got a bag of those. They were on sale. Had a coupon for soy sauce. I got that. Y'all, they had the good bold olive oil for dipping bread into. I buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the grated Parmesan. On sale, buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Got a lemon. Got some Bluebell ice cream. We're going to have that for dessert at Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, they had the good Sargento cheeses. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up four bags of that. Big Fatty. Oh, Lori Warbucks will be so happy. And y'all, they had the Keebler Vienna Fangas on sale, the cookeries, buy one, get one free, got one of those, serve that with the ice cream. They had the spaghetti noodles on sale, got one of those. Y'all, they had the sweet Italian sausage it wasn't on sale, but I had a coupon, so I got a couple of packages of that. Y'all, I spent $76.70, but I saved $65.03. Yes, Big Betty, I couldn't swallow there. So, y'all, I headed on home from the Von's East, got here. Put away my provisions, and y'all, I had given Mr. Cackle my recipe for the nuts and bolts, and he made it, and he didn't find it particularly appetizing. So y'all, I've made, and I just said, well, he didn't do it right. So I've made a batch of the nuts and bolts, and I have a feeling he's going to, there may be a discharge. Big Fatty! I made that. The Nip stopped by. He had to get out of the house to let the house cleaner come in and clean after he had cleaned. And so he came over, and y'all, he helped y'all in the morning on Hump Day. Y'all, I opened the grill, and I took the different elements out of it because it was just too heavy to pick up. So I took different things out, and they always want you to check the list, make sure you got everything. And y'all, everything was in the box, and when the Nip came over, it was just the actual grill and legs. They're all together. He and I were able to carry it around to the back of the villa, get it out of the box and get the box in the recycling. And then I moved all the additional parts out. to the carport, and Thursday I'm gonna put that together. Y'all, it says it only take about 30 minutes. Big Fatty, it'll take you 2 hours. Well, it may be, but got Mashara, made my nuts and bolts, but y'all, while I was while I was out and about, in fact, it happened, the call came in while I was getting Ruby Red cleaned up. Y'all, I was going through the car wash, and I told Olive, that's the car wash. He says, I wondered what it was. And anyway, Olive is going to have a pacemaker. And he's given his consent. His doctors are in agreement. You know, the cardiologist, there are two different kinds. There's an electrician and a plumber, and the electrician and the plumber weren't in agreement yesterday. But the plumber is the one that said, maybe we shouldn't jump it to a pacemaker right away. Well, anyway, y'all, they've come to a consensus that the pacemaker is the best option, and Olive has signed off on it. He says that would be lovely, and y'all, it's the plumber who initially said no that's going to do the procedure. Now, y'all, this is the part that gets me. Y'all, it is an outpatient procedure. I cannot believe this, and So he may get a pacemaker on Thursday and go home back to Shady Pines. And y'all, I had no idea that a pacemaker was an outpatient procedure. Y'all, I would have thought it would have been major surgery, but y'all, it's not. And anyway, he was in very good spirits. The lunch was more than adequate. The apple cobbler was especially good, he said. And anyway, we'll see how it all goes. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty! Now, y'all, I've just got a couple of seconds here to go, but y'all, I wanted to let you know, Durwood and the Nip and I, we had season tickets to the Best of Broadway this past year, and y'all, they've just announced this coming year's package. It's going to be, and Big Fatty let Alex Lefebvre go get his pencil. It's going to be Come From Away. Evidently, that's something to do with the Titanic and the people that were rescued. Pretty Woman, the musical. Hades Town. My Fair Lady. Six, which is evidently Henry VIII, some of the Henry VIII's wives, and Mean Girls. Big Fatty, it sounds like a very feminine. You've got a Pretty Woman, you've got a Fair Lady, you got Mean Girls, and six wives of Henry VIII. I hadn't thought about it that way, but I guess you're right. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Hopefully, we'll be getting Olive home later today or for right at the latest. And having dinner with Mr. Cackle and Dean and Wine Rag and Wednesday night. And then they're probably going to be on their own on Thursday to do sightseeing. And yes, Big Betty, they're going to get some sort of ice cream pie or something. Yes, that's right. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably didn't recognize that voice. Y'all, that's Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone loves a coupon. And what else, Doctor?
I'm going to be Big Fatty now.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's those quiet ones you got to look out for, the farts. No, the quiet people.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.